What I'm getting ready to say, hardly many people I hate the seatbelt law. What I'm getting ready to say, not many people know this better than me. Some, I guess, could, but I've experienced this my whole life. When you get saved out of an unsaved situation, the whole family is... the whole family's lost, and you get saved out of that. It's like, wow. And so it's a process of moving away from the fake reality to the real reality. And so you see it in churches, you see it on jobs, you see it in families, you see it everywhere, where anybody who's wants the truth is shut down and ridiculed, and they want to shut down any kind of truth that comes out of your mouth. You know, why would they want to do that? Because they want to live in their lie. They want to live in their delusion. They don't want to be convicted of sin, and they want to live in their fake reality. And so not only is it true in homes and churches and businesses, it's true in nations, it's true on social media, it's true everywhere, where people want to believe the lie. They love the lie. They want to live in the lie. And they want you to believe their lie. And so it was true with Israel, when the nations of, you know, God took Israel, and he had to rebrainwash the nation for 40 years out in the wilderness about how to really worship and how to, what this thing was really about. Because all the nations are worshiping the false god, you know. And so God separated Israel, taught them how to fight, taught them how to war, taught them how to worship, taught them everything. Taught them about redemption, covering, you know, those sacrifices. There were no human sacrifices in Israel. Anybody tells you that is stupid. It was animal sacrifices as a covering, as a type, until the lamb slain showed up. Because the lamb slain before the foundation world was prophesied to show up to take away the sin of the whole world 2,000 years ago. So it was prophesied long before, even in Genesis 3, it was a prophecy. And so everything's playing out, and you see separation in so many levels. Separate from the law, separate from the Gentile, separate from the lineage of Cain and Abel. You see the separation in Genesis, in Revelation. You see it in the Old Testament. You see it in the sheep from the goat, separate the sheep from the goat. The Turing machine is separating the sheep from the goat, and the Turing machine is this earth. And you see the devil, you see it even with the angels, the fallen angels were separated. And see, think about it. At the root of all these people who, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers. So at the root of all these people trying to yoke up and vampire off the saved people, at the root of it all is these angels trying to get back what they lost. Think about what they lost. Think about what the devil lost. Think about what the fallen angels lost. They really think they can get back to God through these human vessels. And so an unsaved person who's demon-possessed, a demon can take them over, so they want to yoke up with you. Why would the unsaved want to have sex with the saved? Think about that. It's a demon in them trying to get back close to God. Why would the unsaved want to go to a church and get in praise and worship with the saved? Think about it. The demon in them is trying to get in the camp, defile the camp, and mock them. Jezebel and Delilah wants to have sex with you to mock you. They don't. They're just trying to defile your camp, defile your ship. Why would a pirate want to get on the ship with you to steal, kill, and destroy? It's all a defilement, people. It's all a mockery. It's all they're trying to see in to the spirit realm from the dark side. That's what they're trying to do. And why are they trying to see in? They're not trying to do it for real worship of God, because they're fallen, their heart's corrupt. They're trying to do it for money. They're trying to do it for image. They're trying to do it to be a prognosticator, if that's a word even, to prophesy. They're trying to do it for, look at me, I can see the future. Look at me, I can tell you the future. It's nothing new. Everything's a repeat of Genesis 3. You know, I remember about 5 years ago, somebody said, well, the witches can see a day ahead of time. Well, I can tell you how to see that. It's all a repeat. They ain't got nothing. I'm going to bust the Wiccans right now. They play these little games like they can predict the future, right? Well, I can tell you how to predict the future. There's always a precog, and it's right in front of you, right in front of your face, because everything's a be fruitful and multiply. Reproduction. Reproduce. It's all repeat. There's nothing new under the sun. You reap what you sow. It's all a repeat. They don't have nothing. They just see past time. Time is a repeat. Time is befallen. Time actually doesn't exist. Time is a birthing thing. It's a cycle. People say, is the oil going to go back up? Yeah, oil's going to go back up. How do you know? It's all a repeat. 1918 repeating. Everything's a repeat. Everything's a repeat. So they're not really prophesying. They just see the repeat. They look, whether they look at your name, you know, they'll say, let me look at your palm or whatever. Let me look at your feet, you know. The shape of your body, the feet, it's all a repeat. They're not predicting the future. They're just looking at a fractal. They're looking at a repeat that has to repeat over and over and over and over. Because you might say, well, how's that? Why? Because everything follows after Christ. Everything follows after archetypes. So when these psychologists come up and say, okay, and doctors, even doctors. So you go into the doctor and you say, well, I got this problem. Instantaneously, they know what it is. And you might say, well, how do they know that? Because it's a repeat. The same sickness with you happened with 1,000 other people. They're not geniuses. They just see the repeat. And once you see the fractal repeat, you become a guru, and people think you're a genius and think you're wise, but you're just breaking it down to its simplest forms. It's not that you're wise. You're breaking it down to common sense, and like a little child, you're saying, oh, everything follows after Christ. At the cross, the negative and the positive. So it's like, wow, you're wise. No, I'm not wise. I'm just going back to the cross, and I see the fractal repeat. It's really easy. It's so easy. It's not even funny. It's so funny. I mean, it's funny because it's so easy. It's the easy button, for real. So you take your car to a mechanic, and he listens to the car. Let's say he works on certain cars. You know, let's say you take it to the Ford. The mechanic says, turn it on, and he listens to it. He says, okay, I know what that is. Now, how's he able to do that? Because it's a repeat. It's a fractal repeat. Come on. It's easy. It's the easy button. They don't want you to know this because you don't need them anymore once you see this. The preachers that don't want you to listen to me, the reason is because you don't need them anymore. You won't need them. They're not needed. They keep you in this little box. And once you get out of the box, you're free. You're free. You're free. Why do you think when you go to a business, why do you think when you go to Chick-fil-A or McDonald's, they all wear the same uniform, or your job even? They want you wearing the same uniform. Why? S-U-I-T, suit. They want you suited up to follow after. Suit up. Why do all the military wear the same colors? Why do all the football teams wear the same colors? Why do basketball teams? Suit up. Copies. Be fruitful, multiply, repeat. I'm showing you how to be a guru in the system right now. Everything's a fractal repeat everywhere you look, and it's either following after Christ as a typology or is following after devil as an anti-type. The devil cannot create anything new. He can only do the anti-type. And so when they put masks on your face, they're trying to cover up your face as an anti-type. How do you know this? Study, thinking, meditation, contemplation. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little. Looking at the whole, decoding the movies. In 2017, I watched as many series as I could and decoded it through the series because nothing's outside the system. Nothing's outside of God. So they have to write, these script writers, there's only like 21 scripts. They just repeat the same stuff over and over. Jessica Jones is no different. The Jessica Jones show is no different than this, that other show that was called These People Learn How to Jump and stuff. And then there was like a secret. They were being made into creatures, I mean superhuman, metahumans by this organization. These TV shows just repeat the same TV show over and over. That one show that was canceled. Somebody else did a show just like it. The music repeat over and over. There might be slight variations, but it's just a repeat. All these movies about the superhero metahumans, it's talking about it's just a story about the saints that come back with Jesus to rule and reign for 1,000 years in the millennium. That's all that is. I had to put the phone on pause and place an order, so I kind of got out of the flow there. But the flow is what this is all about. If you get in a contemplation mode, meditating on the word and reality and life and everything around you, the words, just break the words into parts and the anagrams, and you can see the code within one word. You can see a lot of truth in one word. And so as you unfold the words, you can see the whole pie. And so everybody's a piece of the whole pie, but you can actually see the whole pie in everybody. So the parts are in the whole, and the whole are in the parts. And so what's happening with the devil, he's trying to defile the whole and make everybody into parts and split their mind. That's what MK Ultra is. And so that's why when you go to your job and the top down says, do this job, and they don't give you the tools or the manpower, why would they do that? Because they're trying to split your mind. They try to get you to do something that's impossible. Now, part of it is a lot of businesses, they're not working as a team. If they all work as a team, they can do a lot. But usually there's only 20% doing the whole work. But they know that. So the people who they try to say, do this, you have to be innovative nowadays to get the job done, because they don't give you the tools or the manpower, so you have to come up with something. They're trying to split your mind. And a lot of people, they do split their mind. And so what happens when they split a person's mind? The person goes in, they try to split other people's mind. Gaslighting, work them to death, perfectionism. They know they can't do it. Let's say there's a leader that's trying to be perfect, and the corporation's trying to split their mind, and so they have to get somebody under them to do double work and double time and double duty and kill themselves and sacrifice. It's all sacrifice. And it's all a MK Ultra mind control from Genesis 3. Hath God said, wants you to believe the gaslighting, the lies, the fake reality, the delusions, the they want you to think you're perfect in a fallen world. They want you to think that in a fallen world, it's a perfect, they want you to think it's heaven on earth by creating and painting a false reality. Now you can walk in the spirit, but you're going to have to sacrifice. You're going to have to die. There's going to be times you have to sacrifice and die to yourself. To rise up, you got to die. The seed has to go to the ground and rise up, right? That's what's happening. Somebody sent me a text yesterday about seeing the cube, that where it's all around us. Yeah, it's all around us. It's like cube steak. The cube is going to cut you. And you're not going to make it unless you die before it cuts you. The cube system is a cube steak system. It's going to cut you. It's going to kill you. You're going to die in the cube. Now, the only way to escape dying in the cube is go ahead and die before you get cut. Take up your cross and follow him. So you have to die in the cube before the cube dies you. You see what I'm saying? And so it's trying to die you, D-Y-E, into the flesh mind, reptilian nature. But you can die. Those that save their life will lose it, and those that lose their life will save it. So you can die in the cube, D-I-E, die to your old Adam, before the cube dies you, D-I-E, and to the flesh mind, the devil's mind, stains you. The devil wants to stain you. The devil wants to stain you into a copy of himself. And the only way you're going to be able to escape is to die daily, take up your cross, because there's no other way. Because you can't win. It's all around you. You're surrounded by a system it's a little dicey out here, ain't it? It's a little dicey. You're born, it's the womb, right? Eve is a piece cut off, and she has the womb. The womb, if you read the Bible in Proverbs, the womb represents death. She's got the womb in her body. Jesus went down into the womb of the earth, died, and preached to the captives in 3 days, and he rose from the dead. And so the woman has death in her body, the womb. The man has the seeds. The life is in the seed is in the man. The woman has the womb. She has the typology of death in her body, but the man, and that's why the womb is never full. The woman's desires to her husband. That's why they go to the bathroom together. They don't like to be alone. They're like the magnet being pulled back, piece cut off, being cut back in. So the man has the seed. The seed goes down into the heart of the earth, the womb of the earth, to get a conception, and then there's a copy made, a birthing, and there has to be pain and birth pains, and then the birthing. So the birthing pains are this whole earth is birthing into its new heaven and new earth. There's a birthing pain here. That's why you see all this. The cube is the womb. And that's why it's dark around here. That's why it's evil. That's why when we preach the gospel, they hate us, because the light's coming into the gospel. And if you talk to enough women long enough, a lot of times they hate their husband. You can see the fractal. The dog bites the hand that feeds it. Look at all the feminists out there that hate men. They hate men. They need men, but they hate them. I want a baby daddy. So they get them a baby. They don't marry them. They just get a baby daddy and get that child support. They hate the man, but they need the man. It's the dog biting the hand that feeds it. It's a fractal. You don't have, you know I'm telling the truth. Don't say I'm not, because all you have to do is look around you. You know what I'm talking about. We and the fractal in the spirit is while we were yet enemies of God, Christ died for us. We hated God, and he died for us to yank us out of the death. So all, not just women, all humans don't appreciate what they got a lot of times until they lose it. And then when they get it, they hate it, because they hate authority is what it comes down to. And so the devil hated, and it goes back to the devil in Genesis 3:1. The devil hated God's authority and said, it's not fair, it's not fair. The devil wanted to be God. So a lot of times these feminists, they want to be in leadership when the women and children rule the lands under judgment. So what's happening is, it's a fractal at so many levels, it's not even funny. And so you can be a guru when you start to break it into parts. You can actually see it in your own body. You have to go to sleep at night, and you break the fast with breakfast. Even in your body, where you have to sleep. So you go to sleep, you die. You wake up, go to sleep, you leap. You know, it goes real fast, so you leap. You're actually jumping time. When you're asleep, you're leaping. So you jump time, and while you're asleep, you wake up, you break the fast, and you eat some breakfast. Fasting and prayer. So the only way you're going to make it through this cube die system, this 666 cube system, is you got to die in the cube before the cube dies you. And I'm talking about MK Ultra Mind Control. You got to die in the cube before the MK Ultra Mind Control slices and dices you and dies you into the mind of the devil and the other flesh creatures all around you. When you don't argue with the flesh creature and have a pride war, it makes them mad. Why would it make them mad? Think about that. Let's meditate on this. I'm going to show you how to meditate. When you don't have a pride war with the Jezebel or the narcissist or the demon-possessed person, when you don't have a pride war with them, why does that make them mad? When you no longer fight with the flesh mind, why does it make them mad? Why do they keep trying to provoke you like Wally Coe? Why? Because that's all they know. And they're saying, just like the Flash and the Anti-Flash. The Anti-Flash says, you're just like me, Flash. I can prove it. It's all they know. They don't understand walking in the Spirit. They don't understand love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. They don't understand wholeness in Christ. They don't understand faith alone in Jesus. Why do the legalists keep coming back and say, it's faith plus works. It's faith plus works, you liar. Why do they hate me when I say it's faith alone in Jesus alone? Why do they keep coming back? They never stop. Why? Because they don't. That's all they know. It's all they know. And they'll come in. I got one now trying to sneak in. And they'll come in and say, yeah, it's faith alone. Trust Jesus. And then one little sentence or one little word out of place, they have to reveal what they are. I got one now. I'm just waiting to expose it. I already see it. I see it before it. I see it. They'll say, it's like one little word that gets out of, out of the heart, the mouth speaks. They'll say one, say something. It's like, this battle, you can read Galatians. The battle is those that are trying to bring you back under law. Why are they trying to bring you back under law? Because when you're under law, you're under the flesh. And you're under pride, and you're under self-worship. And those are the whole battle is it's either faith alone and Jesus alone, the finished work of Jesus, or it's go back under law. And so they try to bring you back under law. You can even go to a church, the most deceptive church I've seen, and I had to get away from it to see it, is they'll say faith alone and Jesus alone. And then they'll turn around and say, well, if you don't show up on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, then you're not right with God. Wait a minute. So you're going back to works. I thought you said it was faith. busted. The reason it's so deceptive is because it's a church building and they're sitting up there preaching faith alone. And then when they step down from the pew, they say, you better show up or your kids are going to get run over. Or if you don't do this, you're not right with God. What are the works of God? To believe on His Son He has sent. So how do they bring you back under law? They want you to yoke up with one of them. Because if you yoke up with one of them, they're under law, they're under the flesh, and they're under drama, and they're under the Draco Moss system, which is legalism. And so they try to pull you into the law. And then if you do yoke up with them and you walk away from one of them, they want to kill you. You can't walk away from me. Yeah, I can, because you're crazy. You're going to come back. No, I'm not. You're crazy. Bye. See you later, Delilah. Delilah. La, 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 lies, lies, singing lies. D is down from, downcasted. D, lie. Delilah was a liar. Delilah was actually working for the military industrial complex. And most of these people, these actors that are trying to get online now, they're working for the military. They're trying to defile faith alone and go back to work. So all the religions of the world are works-based religions instead of faith alone in Jesus alone. That's the whole root cause to all of it. And it's all under law. It's all under legalism. It's all under the cube. It's all under the blue letter sky. Blue letter law sky. They want you in the flesh. They want you to sin to bring you back under law. It's in Galatians. Those that are under the law are under the flesh. And these law creatures are flesh creatures. And they're religious, but laws. They're not born again. They're lost. They're fleshly, earthly, temporal, flesh creatures. Nothing but liars. Because they're lying to themselves. They're lying to themselves more than anything. And if you try to wake them up and yank them out of their legalism, you become the enemy. And once you see what they are and you can penetrate their heart and their soul, because God's word is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, to dividing asunder spirit, soul, joints, and marrows, discerning of the thoughts and intent of the heart. That's Bible. And when you can take the word and rightly divide it, you can actually see their heart by their words. It makes them mad because you see what they are. They're nothing but liars. And they're nothing but reptilian shapeshifters and religious but lost, dead. Dead, walking around dead, trying to deceive, steal, kill, and destroy to pull you into bondage, because they're in bondage. They're trying to make copies of themselves, because the whole system's a reproduction system. So they're trying to make copies of themselves, which is dead men's bones. They want you back under law and religion instead of free in Christ. They want you under rules and laws in the flesh, because they want you to be a slave to the Pharaoh instead of being free in Jesus, because a slave to Jesus is freedom. And they hate the fact that you see through them. I just gave you something to think about. Listen to it. Listen to what I just said about 10 times and be set free.